Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola! What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. We are back and better than ever! It's the last week of November. Can you believe it? Can you believe it, child? Can you believe it? 11 months into 2018. How are you doing? How's your dream doing? Hey, I want to give you an update. I learned a lot from this 44-hour water fast, and I want to share it with you. What? Wait, hold on, dude. Didn't you say it was 21 days? Yeah, kind of. It was 44 hours. Close enough for government work. Well, hey, what happened? How did it become 44 hours? I don't even know. I think I had in my mind that it was going to be 21 days. Did I share that with you on the last show? I can't remember. I've taken a lot of Advil over the weekend. Yeah, I got them. By the way, I think I'm pretty much cold free, but you still got that little haze working, not to complain, but you know. So if I told you it was 21 days or if I didn't, I don't know. But I had in my mind I was going to do a 21-day water fast. What happened? Well, a couple things happened. I want to share with you what I learned, because a lot of this has to do with you, your dream, and when you decide to do something. Because the most important thing, let me start with a riddle. Can I share a riddle with you? Three frogs on a log. Two of them decide to jump. How many are still there? Three. Wait a minute. Two of them decided to jump. How's there still three there? Because all they did was make a decision. They didn't take action. So just because you decide, hey, I'm going to go launch a business. I'm going to be a YouTube star. Instagram. Yeah, you got to take action behind that, okay? You want to launch your movement? Decision is the first step. Ain't no doubt about it. You got to make that decision. I agree, 1,000%. But then what do? Do you become like most other people? Things get a little difficult, or, you know, things get in the way. You know, I can't really do it. I got the job, got the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. I got the J-O-B. What about that, Sam? Hey, what about priorities? Let's talk about priorities. Anyway, back to the 44-hour water fast. I ended it yesterday after church around the noon hour, and I started Friday at 4. So what happened between Friday at 4 and Sunday at noon? Well, a lot of things happened. I thought about food every minute. And I literally here's the thing. I've never fasted. Okay. I mean, I've done the old try to juice fast. I've never done a water fast in my life. Okay. I'm 50 years old. Okay. The amount of toxins in my body could probably fill up Grand Canyon. And I'm one of the cleaner people out there. So, I mean, I was just, and I did a lot of, I didn't do a lot. That's a lie. Okay. So let me stop lying for a minute. I watched a documentary on Netflix. Was it Netflix? No, Amazon Prime, called Fasting. It's literally, I think, called Fasting. You've probably seen it. Pretty good. Got me thinking. Got the old brain firing. And then I got on YouTube, and I'm telling you guys, listen to me. Listen to me. When I tell you, everyone, how do I get new people in my business? How do I launch a move? How do I get myself? No, YouTube. It's crazy. Like, I'm seeing average Joes out there and average Janes shooting these videos on fasting. Like, one lady, this African-American lady, God love her, man. She was raw. I mean, she got up. the title of it was The Results of My 21-Day Fast or something like that. Anyway, it was a short video, which here's my criteria for YouTube. Short in length. I ain't got 20 minutes to watch a video if I'm not really interested in it, okay? Like 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 7 minutes, I'm in. I'll hit the start button, and if in the first minute you catch my interest, I'm in. It's got to be recent, so something in the last year, and it's got to have a lot of views. A lot is determined by the niche, okay? If it's like how to build a WordPress site, 1 million views would be a lot. If it's how to fast 21 days, 5,000 views would be a lot. It just depends on what the niche is. But anyway, you want a lot of views, you want to build a brand, you want people you know, getting to know it, get on YouTube, man. It's an amazing platform. Every time I want to learn something, I tell you guys this all the time, I go to YouTube to learn. So my coaching clients, get out there, get on Instagram, shoot videos, everybody, man, get yourself out there. So I went on YouTube Friday night, and I'm about 4 hours in. I didn't really know I was going to fast. I just know I hadn't eaten, and I felt like a beach whale, and I was sick for the week, blah, 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 blah. So I was just like, blah, I got to fast. And the whole premise behind the fasting video, at least the one on Amazon Prime, was reversing type 2 diabetes, curing all these illnesses. I'm like, damn, just that. Yeah, the body can heal. So anyway, I watched more YouTube videos of just average people. And this one African-American lady, she, I don't know what she was, maybe 30 years old, 35. And she gets up 6 a.m., whatever it is, chops on the scale. She weighs, I think it was 221, something like that. And she was down to 180 or something. She lost 40 pounds, 30 pounds, something like that, after 21 days. And, I mean, those are the videos that get me. This raw, unedited, terrible lighting, great message. Like, you can just get right to the message. You know what I'm talking about? So I was like, all right, I'm in. So it wasn't a big deal not to eat Friday night. Get into Saturday. I wake up, got a little bit of a headache because I'm a coffee guy. And, wow, do you get wicked headaches when you go on detox from coffee. You ever done that? I never have either. I mean, I never have. So I started getting these wicked headaches Saturday, like afternoon, not in the morning. The morning I woke up, chugged some more water. I was good. I was good. I mean, you know what I did Saturday? Kind of hung out with the family. Oh, we decorated the tree, watched Michigan beat the crap out of Ohio State. So I'm literally just hanging out, watching TV, thinking about food. Boy, pizza and wings. Oh. And you know what? So here's my first thing. It's not really, I don't know if it's food so much I missed. I think I miss like the pageantry around food because my wife is a great cook. She's always in the kitchen cooking. We have great conversation in the kitchen. She always makes this great display of food. And, you know, and then I got the family into kind of this tradition on Sundays during the football season. We get pizza, wings, tailgate, like we're at a game, but we're not at a game. We're in my living room. Yeah, but pizza and wings. And we all have been doing that since the kids were little, you know, and we go out to eat. It's just, it's the stuff that surrounds it wasn't even really the food I missed. It was just like, oh, geez, it'd be great to get a pizza and wings and good football going on Saturday, you know. But I made it through. And then Saturday night, laid in bed, I found myself going to bed at 8 Saturday night. Loser. 8 o'clock Saturday night. Why? A couple reasons. I was tired. I was oh, and I worked out Saturday. Okay, there's another don't work out on a water fast. I lifted. So I was doing chest and back. And that's all I could do. I did pull-ups. So typically when I work out, I'll do a couple different exercises, chest and back, shoulder, back, whatever it is. And then I'll mix in probably biceps and triceps on that day if it's time to do that. And I always do 50 pull-ups, okay? Just I'll do 5 or 10 in between sets. So I'll go over, do knockout 5 pull-ups, 10 pull-ups, whatever it is. I only could do about 9 pull-ups total out of 50. Now, if I would have stuck around a little bit, I could have done probably 30. But I could feel my body talking to me. And all this stuff's happening inside. Like, my brain's kind of whacked, firing wacky. Like, if you can imagine all these wires connected, but they're kind of going, you know, it's like firing crazy. And then my stomach's like, and I'm tired. So I could only do, I do till failure. So I think I grabbed 40-pound dumbbells, did probably 20 of them. I grabbed 50-pound dumbbells, did 10. I grabbed 70-pound dumbbells. I'm doing chest, by the way. I'm on my back lifting dumbbells with on my back. And I grabbed 70-pound dumbbells, and I probably did 10. I mean, that's a good amount for me, especially with feeling kind of weak. I did shoulder, rows, and then I did 10 pull, and I was done. 20 minutes, I'm done. Done. So that was another lesson. Until I train my body, if that's even possible, I don't know. Until I train my body to work out without any nutrients in it, then, not so much. So Saturday night, after all of that, I sat around drinking my water, you know. And that's another thing, like the pageantry around food. You know, if you have some friends over, it's like, hey, guys, we're going to have some dinner and, you know, excuse me, we're going to have some dinner, some wine, whatever, hang out. Yeah, it sounds great. As opposed to, hey, everyone, I'm having a tailgate at my house. I got a brand new 5-gallon jug of water. And you can all tap into it. Come on over. Or BYOW. Yeah, not so much. So that's another thing around. It's like food, you know. And so I'm starting to get around, like, I'm in my mind, this is all starting to come back to, it's not so much about the food. It's about what happens revolving around that food. So Sunday morning I woke up with a massive headache. because I hadn't had coffee. I think that's probably why it was. And I went to church, and I sat around before. I got up at like 6 because I went to bed at 8. And I just, you know, I got up in the middle of the night, let the dogs out. So I probably got 9 hours sleep. And so I got up Sunday morning, sat around thinking about food, left for church, got to church. I said, you know, this is stupid. I just have to end it when I get home. I'm going to have a little lunch, but now I know. Okay, so here's the really big learning, okay? This is kind of the where it matters most for you, okay? But I got home, just to end the story, wrap a bow around it. Had some peanuts, had a salad, and that was my kind of break fast. 44 hours, very proud of myself. I weighed 210, and I weighed 206. Whatever that means, you know, that goes up and down anyway. So 4 pounds lighter, not today. I didn't do it for the weight loss. I did it to just give my body a rest. Because one of the really great metaphors, one of the guys shared, and he said, hey, when you repair a highway, what do you do? Like, what do you do on the highway? You know, you shut it down. You shut down a couple lanes and you just kind of no traffic. All right. And you just, and you work on it. Well, that's the same thing as fasting. You shut it down and you work on it. You know, and I thought that was a really good analogy. I get that. So here's a really big takeaway, though, is that I will do a longer fast, and not to prove a point or anything, but I know I can do it now, okay? I know I can do it. I did it for 44 hours. I know a 3-day fast is going to be like literally a no-brainer. I know when to start it. I'm probably going to do it on a Friday again, you know, and just do it over the weekend. I know when to start it, and I know what to expect. I know the first 2 days are living hell, okay? Because especially when you've never done it before. But I'm pretty confident that I could do a 3 to 5 day fasting. I mean, not even trying. I know I can do it now. So when you go to do something, what's the first thing you want to see? You want to see that you can actually do any part of it. Like I started out on a 21-day fast, and I just laugh. Like, you could just make fun of me and say, oh, dude, you're such a 21. Don't talk to me when you get it. Or you could say, dude, wow. Imagine if you would have just thought you were going to fast 2 hours. 44 would have been amazing. See, I'm taking this as a huge win because I learned so much about my mind. This is all mental. This is 100% mental. This has nothing to do with the body, unless you consider that the brain is talking to the body. So this is 100% a mind game for me, like everything is in life, okay? Relationships and business, it's all in our head, man. It's all in our head. And how you get successful is you have a small win, and then you build on that small win, and then you have a bigger win, and then you build. Now you got, if you got nothing to build on, you're just sitting around doing nothing like everybody else out there. Just going through life, man, letting life live you versus you living life. That was my biggest takeaway, is that I can build on this. You know, when I forgot my very first website up 15 years ago, I'm like, I can build on this. We had my very first speaking gig that where nobody paid me, talking to 20 ladies at an MLM at 10 o'clock at night, an hour away from my house. I can build on this. You know what I mean? It's like you can build on this. I wrote my first book. I thought, oh my God, I'd never be able to write a book. I can build on it, man. It's my, now I got three, four, whatever it is. Podcasting. Never thought I'd have 15 million downloads, but you got to get one before you get 15 million. Some people are like, I want to be a millionaire. Well, you got to learn how to make a dollar, Jack, before you can make a million. Do you even know how to make a dollar on the internet? Do you know how to monetize this passion? Do you even know why you're doing it? Oh, hold on. Hold on. Big takeaway again. Why was I doing it? Oh, my God. How did I forget to mention that? That was everything. Why I was doing it. I was doing it to heal my body. I was doing it to allow the we closed the lane. Lane's closed. No traffic this weekend. No traffic on the Crowley Highway. None. We're going to repair it. That's why I was doing it. And it had a spiritual element as well. I was praying to God every time I felt the hunger pain. Thank you, God, for the blessings. Hunger pain. Thank you, God, for those blessings. Just like when Susan was going, anytime she went into a major surgery, I would fast. Now, I didn't tell anybody, hey, I'm fasting today. I didn't put it on Facebook. You're supposed to fast in private. That's why I told you after I did it. I didn't. You're the only ones I told, just the podcast listeners, that I was doing it. Didn't post it until it was over, okay? And so when Susan was going through all those surgeries she had, I would fast, and whenever I felt a hunger pain, thank you, God, for her healing. Oh, wow, I'm hungry. Thank you, God, for her healing. So that was a big element of it as well, was a spiritual thing to all that. Why was I doing it? My God, I can't think. God, I remembered. Thank you, God, for reminding me to bring that up on today's podcast. Why are you doing what you're doing? They call it corporate America. Why? Because most people are corpses. They're dead. They don't even know why they're at work today. It's Monday right now, and everybody's sitting around a conference table saying, let's have a meeting. Have a meeting. You want to have a meeting? Sure. Let's go to sleep. This was a great meeting. We'll have another meeting next week. You want to have another meeting? Wow. Let's have a Super Bowl of just meetings. I want to meet. Hey, Roy, you want to meet next week? Yeah, we'll meet, and then we'll put together an action plan and a quality statement, and we'll, it's terrible, I tell you. Find out why you even are doing what you're doing, and you may not like the answer. You may be like me. I don't know. Hey, Sam, why a corporate drone? Making $110,000 base salary, company car, stock option. Why are you doing it? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm overweight. I'm fat, lethargic. Never see my kids. Probably 3 years away from being divorced, just based on statistics. I don't know. Like to golf with the guys. I don't know why. Go to happy hour. But boy, when I launched Every Day Saturday, why are you doing that? Well, you want to know why I'm doing this? Because my daughter Mal, she's 3.5 years old. Used to ask, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? So I said, you know what? Someday, honey, every day will be Saturday for me, for you, and for the whole family. And did it happen right away? No! It didn't happen right away. It never happens right away, but I made a decision, and then I took action, and I never lost sight of why I'm doing what I'm doing, and you shouldn't either. That's what the fasting was all about, baby. 44, I might get a jersey with the number 44 on it and just wear it around town, as if people already don't think I'm already whacked out. Anyway, there's a lot packed into today's show. Can you tell I'm a little bit fired up? For today, for you, for your dream, why are you doing what you're doing, man? You got to figure that out. Why are you? Most people don't know the answer to that question, and that's okay. But, man, don't stay there. Get off that rock. You make the decision. Jump. Just jump. Doesn't matter. Build the parachute on the way down, man. Just jump. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.